Norwegian officials said today that they've called off the search for more victims around the island of Utøya. The youth wing of the Norwegian Labour Party was holding its annual summer camp on the island when a gunman attacked last Friday. Dozens of young people died in the shootings. For those who lost loved ones on Utøya, the ordeal has been a shock. And now, comments by American radio talk show host Glenn Beck have added insult to injury. The World's Clark Boyd reports from Oslo.
On Monday, Glenn Beck made this reference to the Utøya attacks on his syndicated radio show.
And then there was a shooting at a political camp, which sounds a little like, you know, the Hitler Youth or whatever.
That offhand comparison did not go down well here in Norway. After all, feelings are still very raw following last week's attacks. Anders Behring Breivik, who's admitted to the attacks, is an avowed right-wing extremist. And the Hitler Youth comparison especially hurts because Norway lived through Nazi occupation. One of the original leaders of the Norwegian Labour Party survived a concentration camp. But beyond that, most here are baffled as to how Utøya could possibly be equated with a Hitler Youth group. Martin Fredriksen is the former leader of Norway's Youth Labour Party and now runs the Utøya camp.
Utøya represents some of the finest qualities in a democracy, a place where youth can meet and celebrate values such as democracy and openness, quite the opposite of what the Nazis in Germany stood for. Other than that, I do not wish to give Glenn Beck any more attention.
Summer gatherings for youth parties in Norway have been a part of the political scene for 60-plus years, and it's not all work, says Labour Party politician Ari Helset.
It is a place where young people interested in politics discuss politics, get training in politics, but also have time for fun, for football, for other sports activities, and boys meet girls.
In fact, one walking path on Utøya is known as the Path of Love. But the fact is that many leading politicians in Norway today got their first taste of politics in these summer camps. Norway's current Prime Minister, Jens Stoltenberg, for one. Martin Fredriksen fondly remembers one time when Stoltenberg visited Utøya.
I got to speak to the Prime Minister, Jens Stoltenberg, and be very critical of his policies. And he answered, as he always does, "This is a place of debate. It's very good to hear your opinions, and then we can disagree." It stands as a symbol both for me as a good memory, but also as a symbol of what Utøya was or is.
That correction speaks volumes. The Youth Labour Party is determined not to let the attacks or any comments cripple them. Members say they'll go back and rebuild Utøya and get it ready for next year. But it's not just one youth party that's been affected. Most of the youth parties in Norway have some sort of yearly summer gathering. The Young Liberals were set to have their camp this weekend. Their president, Sveinung Rotevatn, says it will go ahead with increased security.
The security part has been one of the most difficult issues this week when we were debating whether to cancel the camp or not. But we have been in touch a lot with the police, and they've told us that it's going to be safe and they're going to be there for us.
And what does Rotevatn make of Glenn Beck's comments?
These camps are such a nice and great and important part about Norwegian democracy that I don't really take that kind of comments all that seriously from someone who doesn't know what he's talking about.
For The World, this is Clark Boyd in Oslo.